The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mark Newman from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you information from various medical sources. From the Mayo Clinic Health Letter. Liver health. Your choices make a big difference. You probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about your liver. Despite being a remarkably complex organ that's responsible for a range of critical functions, the liver tends to quietly go about its work unless something goes wrong. The prevalence of liver disease is increasing, likely due to an increase in underlying causes such as alcohol use, viruses, obesity, and a range of other factors. Approximately 5.5 million people in the United States have chronic liver disease or severe liver scarring, cirrhosis. Your body can't function without a working liver, and cirrhosis can have serious complications that negatively impact quality of life and longevity. Fortunately, there are ongoing improvements in diagnosis and treatment options for liver problems. Further research continues to shed light on risk factors for developing liver disease, such as using specific medications and dietary choices. Being aware of the signs and symptoms of liver damage and taking steps to keep your liver healthy in the first place can help you catch problems early or avoid them altogether. Your liver, the ultimate multitasker. Your liver is the largest solid internal organ in your body. About the size of a football, it weighs approximately 2 to 3 pounds and sits on the right side of the abdomen just under the rib cage. This multi-lobed organ typically mirrors your body's shape, long and lean or squat and square. Like a complex processing plant, its specialized cells play a key role in maintaining your health. Some of your liver's major functions include metabolism. The liver acts as a gatekeeper, processing everything you ingest. After it goes through the gastrointestinal tract, it turns nutrients such as carbohydrates, fats, proteins, and vitamins and minerals into building blocks that fuel numerous bodily functions. Through various metabolic processes, your liver helps regulate blood sugar levels, pulling excess glucose from your blood and returning it when you need it later. It transforms fats into energy in forms that your cells can use. Produces and manages cholesterol, converting it into bile acids and directing its removal from the body. Forms proteins, including those that play key roles in cleaning the blood and forming clots. Metabolizes many hormones, including estrogen, cortisol, and aldosterone. Stores vitamins and minerals, including iron. Detoxification. Your liver acts as a large filter, cleaning potentially harmful substances from your blood, thereby preventing damage. In addition, the liver has specialized cells, which, among other things, ingest and destroy invading bacteria, their toxins, and viruses. Bile production. Approximately 2 cups of bile are produced each day by your liver. A soapy, yellow-green liquid, bile breaks down fats for further digestion, much like a dish detergent dissolving grease. Most bile is stored in your gallbladder and from there is excreted into the small intestine during meals. Bile is also a major vehicle for waste removal from the body. With the liver's varied and important functions, liver disease or malfunction can cause wide-reaching effects throughout the body. The progression of liver damage. A range of diseases and factors can trigger liver problems. Whatever the cause, liver damage tends to follow a similar progression. First, inflammation or hepatitis. Hepatitis is the term for liver inflammation, which is a sign your liver is trying to fight an infection or heal an injury. Inflammation may go away with treatment or by removing the substance that's causing the harm, such as medication or alcohol. However, if the harmful substance isn't removed, the liver will become more and more damaged. Fibrosis. Untreated inflammation leads to scarring. Each time your liver is injured, it tries to repair itself. In the process, though, tough scar tissue or fibrosis forms. Eventually, more and more scar tissue forms, replacing healthy tissue and making it difficult for the liver to function. Your liver still may be able to heal itself if fibrosis is diagnosed and treated at this stage. Cirrhosis. When scar tissue builds up to a degree in which your liver can't heal itself, it's called cirrhosis. It can take many years for liver damage to progress to cirrhosis. As cirrhosis worsens, the liver loses its ability to perform its critical functions, and complications can be serious or even life-threatening. With treatment of the underlying cause of liver damage, even this advanced stage of liver damage can potentially be reversible, though it may take many years. Liver cancer. People with cirrhosis are at a much higher risk of developing cancer that starts in the liver, primary liver cancer. With approximately 30,000 new cases each year in the United States, the rate of liver cancer has more than tripled since 1980 and is on the rise. Liver cancer often has a poor prognosis. Less than 20% of people diagnosed with the most common form remain alive after 5 years. Finally, liver failure. Liver failure occurs when your liver is losing or has lost all of its function. Liver failure may happen gradually over a long period of time, which is chronic. Liver failure may also come on suddenly, which is acute, requiring immediate medical attention. Acute damage is usually due to medication overdose, chemical toxicity, viral infections, or blood infections such as sepsis and shock. Causes of cirrhosis. A wide range of diseases and factors can damage the liver, including chronic alcohol abuse. In the United States, chronic alcoholism is the most common cause of cirrhosis. Almost half of cirrhosis-related deaths worldwide are due to alcohol. Excessive exposure to alcohol over time takes a toll on the liver, ultimately impairing its ability to function. Alcohol-related liver damage encompasses a progressive spectrum. Alcohol fatty liver, or steatosis. A buildup of excess fat in the liver occurs in people who drink to excess. There may be no symptoms, though sometimes the liver becomes enlarged. Damage may be reversible at this stage when alcohol consumption stops. Alcohol hepatitis, or steatohepatitis. Many people who continue drinking alcohol go on to develop liver inflammation. At this intermediate stage, it may still be possible to reverse damage by abstaining from alcohol. Alcohol cirrhosis. Cirrhosis develops in 10 to 20% of heavy drinkers, often after prolonged and excessive alcohol use. The damage is no longer reversible. It may be stabilized by completely avoiding alcohol. If you have liver disease associated with alcohol use, it's critical to stop drinking. Abstinence may stop the progression of damage and reduce your risk of complications. Help is available. Talk to your doctor or find a local chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous online at www.aa.org. Chronic viral hepatitis. Though hepatitis is the general term for liver inflammation, it's also the name for a specific group of viral infections that can affect the liver. The most common types of hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. While hepatitis A doesn't cause long-term liver damage, rarely it can cause acute liver failure, especially in older adults or people who already have chronic liver disease from other causes. Hepatitis B and C can cause chronic liver damage as well as liver failure and liver cancer. Approximately 4.4 million Americans are infected with hepatitis B or C, and many don't know it. Liver failure due to hepatitis C is the most common reason for liver transplantation in the United States. People with chronic hepatitis B infection are at an increased risk of developing liver cancer, even if they don't have cirrhosis. Vaccines are available to prevent hepatitis A and B. While no vaccine exists as yet for hepatitis C, newer treatments are highly effective and safer than older medications. Fat accumulating in the liver, or non-alcoholic fatty liver tissue. When excess fat accumulates in the liver, unrelated to alcohol consumption or other distinct causes of liver damage, it's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is increasingly common around the world, especially in Western nations in the United States. It's the most common form of chronic liver disease, affecting an estimated 30 to 40% of the population. NAFLD commonly occurs in middle age and is associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic syndrome, a cluster of abnormalities including increased abdominal fat, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and high triglycerides. Signs and symptoms. Signs and symptoms of liver damage often don't appear until liver damage is extensive, or you may not experience them at all. Because many of the symptoms are not specific to liver disease, it can be hard to diagnose. Liver damage is often discovered while other health problems are being checked out or during a routine health exam. Indications of liver damage may include fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite or nausea, weight loss, intense itching, muscle cramps, enlarged liver or spleen, yellow discoloration of the skin or eyes or jaundice, abdominal discomfort or tenderness, abdominal swelling due to fluid accumulation, swelling due to fluid buildup in your legs, edema, development of spider-like blood vessels on your chest and arms, stool changes such as stools that appear either very light or dark or tar-like in color, vomiting blood, which is hematoemesis. Blood may appear bright red or black or dark brown like coffee grounds, redness in the palms of the hands, confusion, drowsiness, and slurred speech caused by a condition called hepatic encephalopathy, increased side effects from medications due to trouble metabolizing them. Alternative medicine for liver disease. A number of alternative medicines have been used to treat liver diseases. The milk thistle plant has been used for many years as a traditional remedy for liver problems. Silymarin, a compound extracted from the seed, has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties and may encourage liver cell regrowth. Though a number of studies suggest milk thistle may have liver health benefits, the results are mixed, and most studies have been of poor quality. More evidence is needed before herbal products can be recommended as a treatment for liver problems. If you're interested in trying milk thistle or other alternative therapies, talk with your doctor first. Not all herbal supplements are safe, and many can cause liver damage or failure themselves. New research helps with understanding of liver disease. Researchers are constantly improving their understanding of liver damage and disease. Here are some recent findings. Proton pump inhibitors and liver damage. A new study has found that proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, promote liver inflammation and damage. PPIs such as omeprazole, Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, block the secretion of stomach acid and are used to treat conditions such as heartburn and gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Stomach acid kills certain bacteria and maintains equilibrium in the microbiome, the community of bacteria and other microbes of the gastrointestinal tract. This study found that that the use of a PPI was associated with overgrowth of certain bacteria and ultimately the progression of alcohol-induced liver damage as well as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. PPIs are some of the most commonly used medications, and their rates of use are higher among people with liver disease. The researchers speculate that recent increases in the use of PPIs may partly explain the increasing prevalence of chronic liver disease. Previous research has found that PPIs reduced microbial diversity in the gastrointestinal tract and has also looked at the connection between the gut microbiome and liver diseases, these such as NAFLD and NASH. These connections may open up the possibility for new treatment options, for example, an individualized approach that involves altering the microbial composition of the gastrointestinal tract. The impact of diet. One study found that an interplay of dietary factors and alcohol consumption seem to have the greatest impact on the degree of liver damage rather than just total alcohol consumed. Cardiovascular health and NAFLD. A newly released study found that any heart protective health benefits of alcohol consumption do not extend to people with NAFLD. Recent findings by the Mayo Clinic researchers also shed light on the relationship between NAFLD and cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular disease is generally less prevalent in women than in men. However, in a population of people with NAFLD, women were more likely to experience cardiovascular events than men at an earlier age than in the general population. Though more research is needed to explore this association, these results may indicate the need for different approaches to screening or treatment for women with NAFLD, since they're at greater risk of cardiovascular health problems. The protective effects of coffee. Studies show that drinking caffeinated coffee may protect against progression of fibrosis in individuals with NAFLD and NASH. Research suggests both caffeinated coffee and, to a lesser extent, decaffeinated coffee may play a role in reducing the risk of liver cancer even in people with liver disease. Most people with NAFLD have a form called simple fatty liver or non-alcoholic fatty liver. This type usually does not lead to serious liver problems. However, about 20% of people with NAFLD have a more serious type called non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, NASH, in which there is liver inflammation and damage. This may eventually lead to complications such as cirrhosis, liver cancer, or liver failure. NAFLD is becoming more prevalent, likely due to rising obesity rates. NAFLD is also associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death for this group of people. Medications and toxins. Drug-induced liver injury is common and caused by taking too much of a medication. Many prescription and over-the-counter drugs, as well as nutritional and herbal supplements, can cause liver damage. Particular caution is recommended with natural supplements directed at increasing muscle or losing weight. In the United States, an overdose of acetaminophen or Tylenol is the leading cause of acute liver failure. Acetaminophen is found in hundreds of over-the-counter prescription medications, including common pain relievers and cold and flu remedies. They're generally safe for healthy people at recommended doses. Acetaminophen is toxic at higher doses, especially in conjunction with other substances that harm the liver, particularly alcohol. Liver damage also can occur due to exposure to other toxins, including some found in many industrial chemicals. Immune system problems. In some diseases, your own immune system attacks your body, or autoimmune disorders, and sometimes affects the liver or biliary system. Autoimmune hepatitis is liver inflammation that occurs when your body's immune system cells attack liver cells. Two autoimmune bile duct diseases, primary biliary cholangitis, formerly known as primary biliary cirrhosis, and primary sclerosing cholangitis, cause problems that block the flow of bile to the small intestine. Backed up bile damages the liver and over time can lead to cirrhosis. Genetic factors. A number of inherited diseases can cause liver damage, including iron overload, copper overload, which is Wilson's disease, and a deficiency of an important protein in the body called alpha-1 antitrypsin. Other causes. Liver damage is associated with a wide range of other causes, including various infections, as well as conditions such as cystic fibrosis, celiac disease, and sarcoidosis. Sometimes the cause isn't identified. Be aware of the impact medications can have on your liver's health. It seems to be a fact of life. The older you get, the more medications you take. Though this isn't true across the board, the health conditions that tend to crop up with age often mean you take more medications than you used to. At the same time, your liver's ability to metabolize many substances decreases along with its ability to repair itself, even in healthy people. The likelihood of experiencing adverse reactions to medications also increases with age. This constellation of factors can prove challenging if you have liver damage that prevents your liver from functioning properly. Here are some tips to help you manage your medications and protect your liver. Use medications only when medically necessary. This includes prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements. Work with your doctor to adjust the dosages of your medications and stay within the recommended dose range. For acetaminophen, a common cause of liver damage, the maximum daily dose for adults is 4,000 milligrams, taken in divided doses 4 to 6 hours apart, over a 24-hour period. A number of factors influence the toxicity of acetaminophen in some people, including those who have liver problems, regularly consume alcohol, use acetaminophen frequently, or are elderly. They will need to take less or avoid it completely. Talk to your doctor about a safe amount for you. Even though medications can help you feel well, more is not necessarily better. Learn about your medications. Ask your doctor and pharmacist the names of the medications you take, their active ingredients, what they're for, risks and benefits, and any possible side effects. If you've been on medications for a prolonged period, you may want to discuss whether they are still necessary or if the dose needs to be adjusted. Ask about specific instructions, such as what time of the day to take them and whether to take them with food or water, and what to do if you miss a dose. Ask about the possibility of harmful interactions with other drugs. Stay organized. Consider using a medication tracking card to help you note medication names, dosages, and expiration dates. Take this information to appointments. Tracking templates can be found online, or you can ask your doctor or pharmacist. Phone apps also are available to help you track your medications. Pill boxes, a daily routine, and some sort of reminder system, whether paper or digital, can help you take your medications as directed. Make sure to fill prescriptions before they run out so you don't miss a dose. Read labels carefully and total dosages to know how much you're taking. Finally, always talk with your doctor before starting or stopping a medication. Be sure any doctor prescribing your medications knows that you have liver disease. Talk to your doctor about whether to avoid certain drugs. If you have liver damage, this may include common pain relievers such as acetaminophen and aspirin, as well as a range of other medications and herbal supplements. Diagnosis. Specific testing is often the only way to confirm that you have liver disease. Testing may be recommended if you're experiencing any signs or symptoms of liver damage, if your genetics, environment, or behaviors put you at risk of liver problems, or if you have been exposed to a hepatitis virus. Tests include a physical exam. The physical exam alone can't confirm liver disease. It can play a complementary role to other diagnostic methods. It's one of the first steps your doctor can take to assess your health, and it can identify certain signs or symptoms of liver damage. These may include jaundice, spider veins, or reddish hands. An enlarged liver or fluid buildup may be felt by pressing on your abdomen. Blood tests. Blood tests play an important role in diagnosing and assessing the degree of liver damage. Often called a liver panel or liver function test, these blood tests measure the substances regulated by the liver. Substances measured include enzymes and proteins, as well as waste products typically removed by the liver, such as bilirubin. These measurements give an indication of how your liver is functioning. Blood tests can also identify genetic conditions and viruses, and newer tests can help detect the degree of fibrosis in the liver. If you have known liver issues, blood tests can monitor disease progression and response to treatment. Imaging tests. Your doctor can use a range of imaging tests to help identify problems in your liver and biliary system. Ultrasounds are common, and computerized tomography scans or CT scans or magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, also may be used. Elastography, usually using ultrasound, can assess the degree of liver tissue stiffness, an indication of fibrosis. Resonance elastography, MRE, works by combining MRI with sound waves to create a visual map or an elastogram showing tissue stiffness. A range of other imaging tests also may be used during a procedure to look at the biliary system, endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, or ERCP. A doctor uses a long, flexible tube, an endoscope, to inject a dye contrast into your bile ducts, causing them to show up clearly on x-rays. ERCP can be used to identify and treat obstructions such as gallstones or a narrowing of your bile ducts. Liver biopsy. A liver biopsy is a procedure to remove a small piece of your liver tissue so that it can be examined under a microscope for signs of damage or disease. Your doctor may recommend liver biopsy. If blood tests or imaging tests suggest you might have a liver problem, the most common type of liver biopsy is through the skin, which is a percutaneous liver biopsy. It involves inserting a thin needle through the abdomen wall into the liver and removing a small piece of tissue. A biopsy may also be done through a vein in the neck, transjugular, or through a small abdominal incision using a laparoscope. During a fine needle aspiration biopsy, a doctor takes a smaller sample of cells. Biopsy is considered to be the definitive test for evaluating liver damage. However, it's an invasive procedure that can have complications such as soreness, bleeding, and infection. Moreover, a biopsy may not always accurately detect fibrosis because tissue samples may come from areas of the liver that are unaffected by scar tissue. Researchers are working on improvements to lab and imaging tests so that biopsy can be reserved for a smaller number of instances in which it's necessary to provide important information to guide treatment. If you have suspected or confirmed liver damage, you may be referred to a doctor who specializes in the digestive system, such as a gastroenterologist or the liver hepatologist, to help guide testing and treatment decisions. Treating liver problems. If you've been diagnosed with liver damage, your treatment will depend on factors such as cause and degree of liver damage and your age and overall health. In advanced cases of cirrhosis, when the liver ceases to function and complications develop, a liver transplant may be the only treatment option. A liver transplant replaces your liver with a whole healthy liver from a deceased donor or with part of a healthy liver from a living donor. Thanks to the amazing regenerative ability of the liver cells, the partial liver then regrows into both the living donor and the recipient. Candidates for liver transplant undergo extensive testing to determine whether they are healthy enough to have a good outcome after surgery. Additionally, transplant centers typically require some period of abstinence from alcohol for people with alcohol-related disease, liver disease. A liver that is a good match in terms of body size and blood type must also be available. Taking care of your liver. While you can't influence every factor, such as your genetics, you do have control of a wide range of choices. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Limit or avoid alcohol consumption. Use medications as directed. Minimize exposure to toxins. Keep your vaccinations up to date. Ongoing advances in the world of liver disease. Scientists are continually working to expand their understanding of liver diseases and improve the ability to diagnose and treat liver damage earlier when it's most easily reversed. Because cirrhosis has numerous causes and complications, there are many potential treatment options and approaches. A combination of increasing screening, lifestyle changes, and new medications may improve outcomes for people with liver damage. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Health Issues. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mark Newman, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138 and stay healthy.